Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. Right now when I'm recording this, it is literally mid-November. We almost to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next week. If you guys remember last year, I did a little thing where I went to all my family members and asked them what they were thankful for and so on and so on. I'll probably do the same thing again. I don't think what they thankful for would change or whatnot, but time is flying. And lately I have not been in a place of gratitude. So I think this is a great time for all of us to just get back into the things that we are grateful for. We are not celebrating, Columbus. We're not celebrating that. We're just going to be grateful to have time off with family and friends and stuff like that. You know, when I think about being grateful, I got so much to be grateful for this year. But I haven't really been thinking about the things that I should be grateful for. I'm not going to say I've been in a constant state of worry because I haven't. But let me tell y'all, let me catch y'all up. So, I just been having things happen back to back to back to back. You guys know I left my job, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I really wanted to work at this nonprofit place. I honestly don't know what happened. The lady said they cannot find my application. So, I'm thinking that the lady that interviewed me, maybe she didn't want to give me the job or whatnot. Even though she agreed to the hours, she agreed to everything. And all I had to do left was my initial paperwork to go missing. I was like, okay, well, now I don't want the job because I was going to be making less money, but I would have been doing good. But if it's any inkling is that it's going to be drama filled, I'm okay. You know what I mean? I'm not going to battle to go work somewhere and then it feels like that for the whole time I'm there. You guys know I have several businesses. Abstract Living is the one that I'm really trying to focus on and really do what I need to do because I have been putting it off. I haven't been taking it serious. Of course, I've still been learning. I have my stocks. Queens Building Castle, the group. We're getting ready for our second round of interviews for that podcast. So if you're a black woman in business, feel free to inbox me or whatever. So, yeah, I just been busy with other stuff, so I haven't really been grateful, but I have had, like, a whole lot of stuff happen, but it haven't really knocked me off being peaceful, if that makes sense. Like, I haven't panicked yet, you know? So, okay, first was the job thing. I didn't think too much about it, whatever, moving on. I'm still moving forward with everything else I got going on. I thought it would be great to give back to the community. Clearly, that's not going to be my way of giving back to the community. Moving on. And I've just been having car trouble back to back to back to back to back. But things been working out, like, in my favor. I don't know how to explain it. But let's say, I'll give you an example. My radiator, something happened where it was, like, shooting out whatever, like, water. Whatever it's supposed to shoot out, it was shooting it out. But anyway, I went, and it would have cost me $175 to fix it. And I thought that was too much. You know, something was telling me no. You know, I called my dad. My dad was like, yeah, that's high, but if you need to get it done, get it done. Blah, 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 blah. And he ended up telling me to get it done, but I did not do what he say, and I just went and literally brought all the stuff I needed and took my car to him, and he did it, and it cost, like, less than $50. So I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, moving on. 2 days later, my car was just not sounding how my car sounds. So I took it to, like, Advance Auto just to have them, like, test the battery or whatnot because it just didn't sound right. And I had a little bit of oil and I just got an oil change like last week. And then the guy was like, my battery, you know, was about to be bad. And I was trying to think when the last time I bought a battery. Couldn't think of a time, which means it's been hella long. Okay, cool. I'll buy the battery. The battery was, in fact, $175. So, in my head, that's why I could not pay that first $175 for that pipe, because I was going to need it for this battery. Whatever, moving on. So, it's just been a string of things happening that's been, I don't know, I guess you could say distracting me from being grateful. Although I haven't, these things haven't made me panic, I haven't been worried, I have been more like, oh my God, something else. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm not catching a break, whatever. But I'm not angry about it, it's more so like, what's going on? So, I want to reset the month of November, and from here on, be grateful for all the things that I'm grateful for, too, for having a car to fix instead of having to buy a car. You know what I mean? For my family that's been here for me, that has supported me, for being able to be here for my family, for being able to support them and help them. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes we forget. When we have a lot going on, we forget to extend that gratitude, or we always have problems and want other people to hear our problems and blah, 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 blah. So let's just recenter ourselves and remind ourselves why we're grateful for the life that we live and lead. And yeah, that's it's been a lot. So I want to reset as far as that. Thanksgiving, of course, we would not be traveling. If you guys listened to the last one, I think, where did we go? I think we went with Chardell family last year. Yeah, we did. Did we? No, we didn't. Did we? I don't know. If we didn't, we did the year before. We didn't last year, but we did the year before. Yeah, that's what happened. Okay. So, yeah, so this year, Thanksgiving, we'll be at my mom's house. It's always all of us. We always get together. And I had put out a little thing, and I'm going to say it again. Your baked macaroni should not look like stovetop. If you offended by this, it is what it is. Like, I'm sick of people posting it, and it looks like stovetop macaroni. I don't know. Maybe it's a Southern thing, but baked macaroni looks like baked macaroni. It should not look that way. That's like a pet peeve of mine. Because that's the worst thing. You go to someone's house and the food just not it. So, yeah, I'm just resetting. I'm going to be remind myself of the things that I should be grateful for, that I am grateful for. Because between October, the last time I recorded, which was like mid-October, and now, it's just been like ongoing, but not in a bad way. I don't know how to explain it. It's like once you get to a certain level, you don't look at things like problems, more just like what's going on. You're trying to figure out what's going on around you. Why is this happening? But not like in a panic. Y'all, I remember when I used to have so much anxiety, and I can't remember the podcast that I was listening to. I want to say it was, what is this podcast? The Self-Love Fist. I want to say this, but don't quote me on it, because I may be wrong. I listen to a lot of podcasts where she was talking about how she used to have anxiety. If it's not her, I'm sorry. But, yeah, it is insane how much I used to be in panic mode over, like, stupid stuff. Over stuff that was fixable. Stuff that didn't have to last, problems that didn't have to last week. But I had put out a TikTok because being an adult is exhausting. You know, when I did go to get my battery, y'all, it took all morning. And it sounds so, like, to the point. Go to the store, buy the battery. But it wasn't nice. Go to the store, get the battery, test, okay, the battery bad. Okay, I'm going to buy the battery. Oh, we can't find the battery. Drive to another store. Oh, well, we can't come out and put the battery in because I'm the only person in here. Come to another store. I'm the only one in here, but I try to fit you in when traffic slow down. So something that was supposed to take like 20 minutes took like 30, not 30, or like 3 hours. And it's just stuff like that. Like, I would have been in full-blown panic mode. And stuff just doesn't get to me like that anymore. And I will always, always, always credit it to meditation. Meditation is very hard. Every time I meditate, it's not always easy. It's not one and go just because you don't do it right or quote-unquote believe you did it right the first time don't mean don't do it again. Because if you learn to silence your mind, I promise you, everything else will fall in order. Like, everything. And so many people say it, it's like, just do it, honestly. And I was listening to Oprah, Super Soul Sunday, but not like the show, like the podcast where she takes clips of like, let's say she interviewed 10 people in that, and those 10 interviews, they all spoke on honesty. So she would take all those parts where they were speaking on honesty and put it on the podcast on the episode title, Honesty. So I was listening to one of those, and I mean, honestly, y'all, everybody is saying the same thing. If you really listen to what people are saying about how they became better, how they became rich, how they live a life they feel that fulfills them, everyone is saying the same exact thing, which is to trust yourself, follow your intuition, to silence your mind, which is your meditation, to be to show gratitude, you know, show thanks for the things around you, get out in nature, that's becoming one with the earth, and so on and so on, and be giving. To me, giving is one of the best things. I have never been without, and I have given when I haven't had it to give. You know, so it's literally, it will come back to you in different ways, different forms. But you have to trust that you walking in your path. And I still want to do some interviews this year about people who have, you know, that are in a better place because of they sell some relationship things. And I really need to get on it because this year is over with. And I definitely promise y'all that. So I need to do it. Of course, we're going to bring Patrice back so she can update us on her relationship. But I'm bringing this up because it's important. And if you could do it with your spouse, that's like 100 times better. If you get two people that are really in tune with themselves and in tune with each other, then it's like y'all would be the best two people for each other, you know what I mean? And I don't know, it's just everything comes full circle. You know, when I think back on last year, it's not like I seen anything wrong with my life or the way I was living, or if like I felt a certain type of way. It's like you don't notice where you're at until you step out of it, till you literally look at yourself as a human instead of you. And you start to really see everything for what it is. And when you see that stuff, it brings out something, you know, different. And you're going to notice whether you want to make changes or not, whatever, whatever, whatever. And meditation really gives that to you. It gives you the avenue to be able to say, shh. So you can really focus on whatever it is you're trying to focus on. But since we're talking about Thanksgiving, and I know a lot of people going to visit people that they don't necessarily want to see. And I know there's a lot of people on the internet right now that's like, don't go see them if you don't want to see them. And honestly, I have no opinion on the matter. My mama is very much like that. She is very much, I don't want to see them. I'm not going to see them. It is what it is. And I'm, you know, one of those people, oh, well, they're family. But now I'm definitely on the it is what it is side. You know, the phone works two ways. Cars travel two ways, buses, all that stuff. So you don't overextend yourself for your family, especially if it's a one-sided relationship. Especially if you don't feel like it's appreciated. Especially if, and older people do this. They want you to come so they can talk about where you're at in your life. And it's insane. You're not giving me any advice. You're not trying to uplift me. You're not trying to help me. You're not trying to show me what you did wrong or even tell me about any of your mistakes, you know. You just want to judge me on where I am at. And that's not okay. And I think the older generation, they may be realizing it, but I think a lot of them are mad. They're mad that they're not getting a chance to be the toxic family members that they put up with, you know. And I feel sad for them because they did go to those family gatherings and family members was tearing them down and they continued to show up because it's quote unquote what they were supposed to do. I do feel bad, but at the same time, you just because you went through it and you dealt with it, you grit your teeth, don't mean that the generations behind you have to accept that. And it's the same thing with the workforce. A lot of you know, the other older generation is upset that people not working or don't want to work. Oh, they lazy, they this, they that. It's not that. I'm not going to be talked to any type of way. I'm not going to work these crazy hours. I'm not going to miss birthdays, holidays. I'm not missing that stuff for a job that's going to replace me before I'm in the grave. It doesn't make sense. And because they've done it, the fact that you don't want to do it, it seems insane. And it's not. I think we all need to get to a place where we literally living in our truth. That means dress is the way you want to dress. Sleep with who you want to sleep with. Have children if you want to have them. Drive what you okay with driving. What you can afford. Live where you're comfortable living. Do the thing, hobbies you like to do, do it. And I brought up sleep with because, once again, that's just, to me, it's not anyone's business, you know. It's no one's business. And it's insane how many people are living a life where they feel like they have to hide who they are, their spouse, or anything. Or, you know, it's insane. We cannot continue to go this way where everyone is passing out judgment, but yet no one wants to be judged. And a lot of times Thanksgiving, that's honestly what it is. Like, you going to be judged. A lot of people can sit and say, well, no, me and my family have a great relationship. You may have a great surface level relationship, but are y'all having like deep conversations? You know what I mean? Is it beyond what you been up to, nephew? Is it beyond that? Because how much do we know about our family members? For me, I know my family members surface level, except for my immediate family. That's my sisters, my mom, my dad. Anybody outside that little bubble is very much a surface level relationship. A lot of people don't want to share anything with you. At least this is my family, so maybe you know, maybe it's just my people. But a lot of people are not willing to share anything that made them the person they are. They block it out, they move on, they get angry, so on, so on, so on. And I don't know, to me, like I said, my mama been like that for years. Like, I'm not going, I already know how it's going to be, I don't want to go. Me on the other hand, but see, that was the people pleasing in me. We should go. They want us to go. Listen to what I'm saying. We should go because they want us to go. You know what I mean? Or at least it appears that they want us to go. So a lot of times I was moving in that, and I still had anxiety when I got to where we were going. And most of the time, for the most part, my mom was right. You know, it's a certain energy that'll be in the room when you're full of a room of people who have past, who have a lot of past history that they're not sharing with the younger generations.
You know, we don't know what's going on. We walking in, it just feel like chaos. And I will say, moving forward, I'm okay with not being apart. I'm okay. You know, it's one thing to invite people over to check attendance. That type thing, like, let's see who come. And then you don't come, they talk trash. You come, they talk trash. Man, we got to get beyond that as family. It definitely shouldn't feel like that when you visit your family. So, I don't know. I think I'm okay with just celebrating with my immediate family. Or gathering, rather, not celebrating. Gathering with my immediate family. I don't know. We just in a different place of time where everyone has to get to a point where they realize that every other person on this earth is their own individual. And when you really start seeing people as individuals and not as your thoughts or not, you know, in your opinion or what they're doing right or wrong or whatever, 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 it is better. It really is. Because you don't know what made them. You don't know, you know, anything. But at the same time, it's not your responsibility to dig through layers and try to get someone to open up or try to understand. You also don't have to do that. Because then that's not fair to you. If you overworking in a relationship, it's not fair. And we talked about that, about not filling in the blank for people, you know. And we do it a lot. And it just get to a point in time where you don't necessarily, you're not being selfish, in my opinion. You just kind of putting yourself first. You know what I mean? And if ultimately you're going to go somewhere and you're going to have anxiety and you really don't feel like it's going to be a good time, why subject yourself to that? Because other people are expecting you to. Then that'll be people pleasing. If you're showing up for anybody other than yourself and you really don't want to do it, that's what that is. And we need to move from that. And the further you move away from what other people want you to do and how they see you, the better you'll see yourself. And you'll be able to kind of identify what's working for you and what's not. And it sounds like so obvious, but for my people that get it, I want y'all to know not everybody get it. Everybody does not understand the things that they do, if that makes sense. It seems like it, but some people really honestly do not understand. If you never take the time to either seek a therapist or even tune into yourself. And you can't always just tune into yourself. You can't know. That's not always the answer. I do want to add that. Meditation is literally not always the answer. Meditation is not going to give everybody the same reward. I'm just saying what worked for me. But I do want y'all to keep in mind that after I was meditating, I was seeing a therapist. I talked about this on the podcast. And I'm not going to lie, some of the things that my therapist told me stuck with me to this day. And I think about it. And sometimes you need somebody outside of you to tell you things. And that's what my therapist did for me. For example, one thing that really stuck with me that my therapist asked me was I a happy child or a sad child? That's something you never think about. You just think about that. Well, I knew I grew up. You know what I mean? But that was one of the questions that he really asked me that really always stuck with me. And then, of course, he was able to go into details of my answer and what it meant and how to work through that. You know what I mean? Because even if you a happy child, then it's gonna be like, well, what made you happy? If you was a sad child, well, what made you sad? And then your therapist will be able to work through those things that made you either one or the other. And you really wouldn't think about that without someone giving it to you. Even if you was in meditation, I don't think you would just everything well? Was I happy? Was I sad? Meditation can help you work through the past, of course, but that'll be more so with shadow work. But meditation can help you work through the present a lot. A lot of times when you close your eyes, a lot of your present, quote unquote, problems is going to come up. And a lot of times it's simple solutions, but we overthinking it and we anxious about it so much that we don't make a move. And I give you a Thanksgiving example about coming and going to Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Sometimes you overthink it to the point that you don't go. You know, you want to go, I don't want to go, what they going to say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you end up not going, or you end up going, and whatever. But you spent a lot of time contemplating it before you even made a decision. You know what I mean? And is that better? So let's say you decide not to go to Thanksgiving, but you just sitting there and you just thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. That's not serving you. How's that helping you? In that case, you might as well win. And that's what the silence of the mind get to you. It gets you to a place where you're okay with whatever decision you make and you accept it for what it is. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, and I understand that some people already have this mindset, they had it since they were born, and that is great. For the people that do not have it, or the people that's working towards it, it's amazing. It's amazing. I was an overthinker. I was anxious. And I would have never believed it would be a point in time where I could make a decision. And y'all know this. If you go back and listen to past episodes, I talk about how bad I was at making decisions. We went from worrying about stuff for weeks, days, to now I'm day of, minutes, you know, found a solution, let's get it done. And that came over time. It wasn't a one and done. It wasn't, you know, I don't know. I didn't push myself off a cliff with it. It's just something that gradually happened. You know, I noticed I was doing a thing, and then let me not do this thing. That don't mean it worked every time. That don't mean it was perfect. That don't mean it was clean cut. It don't mean none of that. It mean I noticed it, and I attempted to do something different when I had those feelings. And if you cannot identify the feeling that you're having at a time, that's where therapists come in. I'm always going to advocate for therapists, for therapy. I do. It's a great tool. It's a great tool. And then there's certain people that cannot be grateful for things. How can you be grateful for anything if all you see is negative? If you can't think of, it's people right now listening to this, damn, I ain't really got nothing to be thankful for. How can you? How can you? Your mind is blocked. Your mind is blocked by every possible negative thing it could be blocked by. You got to stop. That means, man, you can listen to music, and if you feel your adrenaline rushing, you're a little bit upset, blah, 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 that may not be the music you need to be listening to. Certain movies, a lot of times we're hearing about black trauma porn. We've been hearing about this with the movies that showing just heinous things being done to black people. If you know if you watch that stuff, it's going to get you upset. It's going to get you in a downward spiral, and you're going to be upset for a few hours after watching it. It may not be your thing. The news may not be your thing. 90% of the news is bad news. It's literally programmed that way. We're going to do two bad stories, then we're going to give a good story. Two bad stories, then a good story. And before you know it, it evens out to 90% of what you just consumed was bad news. And you don't have any type of control over the narrative. You don't even know if the narrative that you're being told is true. So you may don't need to consume the news. The news, all that stuff. Like, I rarely watch TV. I don't watch TV a lot. I will tell y'all what I do watch. I watch Insecure, of course. I watch 20s. That's something I'm watching. I usually watch Married at First Sight, but I did not watch this season. Although I am going to watch the reunion just because I want to know. Love Life on HBO Max. I'm watching that. Although I did not watch the first season. I got halfway through it and I did not like it. But I did like the second season. And that's about it. And the shows I watch is seasonal. Oh, I'm lying. I watch Love and Marriage Huntsville. I've been watching that since the first season. But the stuff I watch is seasonal. At most, I'm watching like 6 things. And it's rotating because by the time these shows go off, something else will be coming on. But it's definitely not an everyday thing for me. Now, my mama, she loved watching these HBO Access. They like some shorts. Those are good. I've been watching those with her. And they're between, I don't know, like 5 and let's say 15 minutes. Those are good. She watched Scary Shorts on YouTube. Those are good. But what I'm getting to is just be mindful of what you're consuming. And even one of the episodes of HBO Access literally pissed me off. And my mama was like, I knew you was gonna be like this. I said, let me let Courtney see it. And I was like, why would you want me to watch this? You already knew it was gonna make me mad. And it did. I'm not gonna tell y'all what episode. But just be mindful of what you're consuming. Because it does matter. You know, and I don't know if I'm just... honestly, y'all, would I... anything before, I was already a naturally calm person, you know, pretty peaceful. I wasn't a hype woman or nothing. So I think it all goes with your mindset. But I also think that we need to be mindful of the things we consume, the people that we're around, all that. And you sometimes have to work towards you being grateful. Just how I said I work towards being able to make a decision. And it's people, like, everyone has something different. Everyone has a different struggle. It's people right now that's like, I ain't never had a problem making a decision. And that's great. But that was a problem for me. And it's the same thing if you find it where you cannot be positive, that you, right now, you can't think of nothing to be grateful for. Just start with the little things. The little things. Anything. You got in the car and your car crunk up. I'm grateful for that. You got some mail you've been waiting on in the mailbox today. I'm grateful this came. You know, you got money to pay a bill that's due today. Just literally, I'm grateful that I can eat something that I want to eat. I mean, really. It's people right now just eating what they have to eat. We talking about soup kitchens. You got to think. It's someone right now that's living a life that's not aligning with them, but it's what they have for now. It's people that cannot quit their job and literally working harder, longer, for less pay. It's people that's working on this beautiful Saturday. If you off today, that's something to be grateful for. I don't know how to explain it, but the more you do it, the more everything will just work and you'll be more calm and things will really just shape around you in a sense. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It'll just be like you're a beam of light and everything just a working way around you where you're never really in distress. No matter how stressful life is at that time. And things will really honestly start to work out. So, to finish this off, I know a lot of people gather for Thanksgiving. Although we're not celebrating. I want y'all to hold steady on your boundaries, man. Like, if you have to be around your family, you got one person that you do not want to be interacting with, stick to it. It is what it is. I give y'all an example. I told someone no I really didn't want to do what they were asking me to do. I said no. This person ain't talked to me for 2-3 days after. That's cool. I don't care. Because what's the alternative? Me doing something that I don't want to do that'll make you feel good, but then I'm upset or I'm, you know, passive aggressive or whatever. I'm not opening the door to that. The answer is no. However you deal with that, no is up to you. So this Thanksgiving, we're going to hold steady to our boundaries and just do what's best for us. Because can't nobody be a better you than you. And to be the best you you can be means getting in tune with yourself, listening to your own self, your own body language, and all that, pinning it all together. Thanksgiving is a, you know, can be an awkward day. Or some people, you know, that's the way at college, they have to go home and maybe be around the people that they were quote unquote escaping from. Hold steady to your boundaries this Thanksgiving. Somebody want to talk about something you don't want to talk about it? Don't feel the need, you know. I'd rather not talk about that. The least you could do is try. And the reason why I say that, because I think it just go back to overthinking. You know, I don't want to tell them no because X, Y, Z. You ain't got time to think about what's going to happen after you say no. Saying no is true to you. Whatever happens is going to happen anyway, you know? So even now, I don't want to talk about that. I'm good. You don't need to know who I'm with right now. I'm not with nobody worth bringing home. Yeah, I'm all right financially. You don't need to know about my job or how much I'm getting paid. I'm okay. You have to literally do what you got to do to protect your peace. You have to. People that take, they don't have no limit on taking. It's the givers that have a limit. So, yeah, that's what we're going to hold steady on Thanksgiving. If you don't want to visit them folks, don't go visit them. You don't have to. We know family, but here we are. Family has to grow. They got to evolve, too. They got to start treating adults like adults. I can't be an adult and you talking to me like I'm a child. That doesn't work. The dynamic doesn't work. And even if I was a child, a lot of these adults so used to a power structure. You know what I mean? I'm going to talk to this child like this because they cannot say anything back. But this child is grown, you know? So this Thanksgiving, just hold steady to y'all boundaries. Thank y'all for listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. The podcast would not be what it is without y'all, especially for my people that's been listening from the very, very beginning. From the very, very beginning. Y'all have been here through it all. Y'all have seen my growth, and I thank y'all for that. You know, I'm so grateful to have an avenue to vent, to just put out my thoughts. I'm thankful for it, and I'm grateful that anybody want to hear it, because I always say the same thing, but it was honestly just so I could share my feelings, my thoughts, what I thought people should know, and, you know, and just to see the growth of the podcast and to see the growth of me. I literally have a record. It's something unimaginable. A record of where my life was versus where it is now and where it's going. It's amazing. I always tell people, if you want to make a podcast, do it, man. I know it's people out here with segments, with producers, and I mean, they doing it well. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Shout out to them. But just because you feel like you're not ready don't mean you ain't got nothing to say. And it don't mean that nobody's going to listen. So take a chance on you. Thank y'all so much. You've been listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney.